This is GamerCast episode 361, Xbox One, A New Hope. This is the show recorded on the 18th of November, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week as always is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for not doing a show last week.
Yeah, we didn't do a show last week because I was busy, yeah. Busy.
And so then I just made myself busy because Paul was busy.
Because unfortunately I've been busy lately.
Yeah. Everyone's busy. It's because it's that time of year. The busy time of year.
Aye, that it be. Yes it is, not that it be. If anyone in the chat room can get that reference, you win a gold star. If one person in there doesn't get it, I'm going to be disappointed. So first up in the news, there's a new console coming out this Friday. It's called
Xbox One.
Xbox One.
I can do it in your funny voice.
So not to be confused with the Xbox One, the new Xbox One is the new one.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've always called it an Xbox, the original Xbox.
I call it the original Xbox.
It's an Xbox. This is an Xbox One. However, of course, I'm sure you'll get people refer to it as an Xbox, just like you do with 360s.
Well, it'll probably get shortened to One or the One or... Because the 360 is just shortened to the 360. That. The only people who say that are PS fanboys.
Yeah. Okay, well. As we didn't do a show last week, I've amalgamated show notes from last week
into a giant list
into
of topics.
Some new stuff from this week or the last week gone. Just a few things. So Microsoft are now, I'd say finally, but Paul hates the word finally, adding a
don't say finally because it's why do you
but
mean
we,
it's
we
not
knew,
like we've been waiting 100 years.
I knew, well, we knew these were going to be coming eventually. So they've added achievements for Xbox One applications. However, there are challenges, which are meaning zero Gs for those. As well as that, they also announced the apps that will be available on launch on the marketplace for Xbox One. So that includes Xbox Fitness, Xbox Video, Music. Well, okay, so every market features these. Xbox Music, Internet Explorer, Skype, SkyDrive, and Upload. And then in the UK, we get 13 apps in their first wave. Between launch and spring, which is 4OD, Amazon/LoveFilm, I call it LoveFilm, Blinkbox, Crackle, Demand 5, Eurosport, Machinima, Muzu TV, Netflix, Now TV, TED, Twitch, and Wukai.
No GamerCast app?
No.
Get on the phone.
So no mention of BBC iPlayer, ITV, SkyPlayer, all those kind of things that people might have expected. In my eyes, as long as like Netflix/LoveFilm are available on launch of the console, I think it's fine. I am slightly annoyed though because the BBC iPlayer is not going to be there, so I can't bug Paul by putting MasterChef on.
Good, no bloody MasterChef.
No, Michelle Rood Jr.
Whatever his name is.
So that's cool. That's just really Killer Instinct stuff. I don't really have to talk about that. Did you know they're re-releasing the original Killer Instinct as a part of the new one?
I saw that you got it if you bought one of the expensive like DLC packs.
Killer Instinct Classic comes with the Killer Instinct Ultra Edition, which is so the original version based off the arcade ROM, so not the SNES ROM. That's interesting. Then Games with Gold is coming to Xbox One. More details will be following next year.
Give away Zoo Tycoon.
But then what if you buy it?
Trade in Zoo Tycoon.
They've announced that they're officially doing that for Xbox One, which is cool that they're bringing it over from 360 to Xbox One. We mentioned it last week. If you forgot, Iron Brigade is free until... What day is it?
End of November,
so the 1st. So download it now if you don't have it already. It's usually 1,200 Microsoft points. It's the Double Fine game that they created.
Double Fine, is it?
It's different to Costume Quest and stacking.
Brutal Legend!
Because it's kind of... I know, I played it. It's a little bit...
Weird.
Weird, but enjoyable as well, and it's free right now. So download it if you've got an Xbox Live account. As well as that, Microsoft have officially confirmed that their downloadable games all have 1,000G for achievements. This is because, as Microsoft says, on Xbox One, games are games. So all games are classed as games. There's no download-only games or digital games, whatever. It's all 1,000 Microsoft achievement thingamajigs, gamer score. This, of course, came about because PopCap confirmed Peggle 2 was having 1,000G.
So basically, all I need to do is, with my Xbox One developer account, is create a game where you just have to click a button to get 1,000G.
No, because you
know... And it'll be the most popular game on Xbox One.
You know that that's not how it works, don't you? Because you have to get... Only certain types of games get the Gs, don't they? Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. So yeah, that's cool. I think it's nice that they're doing that.
So what, indie games can't have G?
Well, you have to have it, like, you know, gone through Microsoft to get achievements. That's what you've always had to do.
Nah, they're not doing that, surely. I'm going to have my GG exploitative games.
Oh, okay. You know, you're the reason why they don't let people do that. You want to exploit the system. So yeah, that's Xbox One news. That's pretty cool. PlayStation 4 news. So this was in last week's. Ubisoft are doing bundle for PlayStation 4s, which includes Assassin's Creed 4, of course, in replacement of their Watchdog bundles, presumably.
Watchdog.
So that's cool for any people who might have wanted Assassin's Creed but didn't want, you know, Killzone. Or Killzone. They're the only kind of bundles, aren't they?
Killzone. And Killzone. Like, Watch Dogs.
I'm sure some places do COD bundles and stuff like that.
COD.
So that's cool. Of course, because Black Flag also has extra 60 minutes of additional gameplay for PS3 and PS4. As well as that, Sony have also said to catch up with their... I suppose their FAQ on the console, that they will be will be attempting to offer support for MP3 and CD support on the PlayStation 4.
Oh, so it does have the right laser in the drive then. Yeah. They just didn't do the software.
And that it was not a plot to get customers to sign up for Music Unlimited. Because their focus has been more on the game features.
Didn't have time to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, they didn't really think about MP3 or CD. They thought they're going to do it eventually, and then it caught them off guard that they didn't think people really cared about these features that much. So they decided they had to do it.
Harley, you need to play this game.
Yes, good game. So yeah, that's
so
that.
So I play while doing Game Royale.
Of course, there's been PS4's been in the news with its launch having happened last week in America land.
PS4.
It seems a little bit iffy on what's actually going on with them. Paul's looking at the Amazon reviews over the weekend, and there's a lot of negativity on there. We at first thought it was kind of troll based, but then realised it might not have been, because a lot of verified.
Obviously, you know, the first thing is, oh wow, it's had, like, it was 300 and what, 1-star reviews, and it's like, oh, the Xbox trolls have descended on it.
That's what we thought at first,
but I went through it all. Not like a slow process, a fast, quick search on the pages process.
I was busy, like,
and
making
2/3 of those 1-star reviews were verified buyers, so.
Which is, you know, pretty lame for any early purchasers of the PlayStation 4. Hopefully that won't happen too much over here.
I think it's quite clear that the PS4 is already worse from a hardware reliability standpoint, just because reviewers had faulties. And no reviewers have said they've had faulty Xbox Ones yet.
That's true.
So that's 3 times as many. Well, in fact, it's infinite number as many, because no one's reported it.
I suppose just mention it as well, even though we've already mentioned Xbox One. Xbox One reviews have started coming out today for most of their games. So Rising,
Zoo Tycoon,
Crimson Dragon, Lego Cycle. Rise and Forza haven't got their reviews yet.
Rise probably would do about 7 out of 10.
I don't think you'll get that much. I think it'll be 6s.
6s,
maybe
really?
Maybe 5s. At least from what they've shown on the game.
Forza's probably 9 or 10.
Dead Rising's doing good on 78 at the moment.
The thing is, review scores are always, you know...
Yeah.
Lame, isn't it? Okay, someone in the chat room says, the PS4 does sometimes turn on.
Anywho, back onto it's kind of like a little string of PlayStation 4 news. So Trine 2 Complete Story is coming out for PlayStation 4 on launch now as well. It's already out in North America and it's coming out in Europe, and is priced at
£1 million.
Quite expensive considering Trine 2 has already been released. I'm not sure what the new support is. Apparently it runs 1080p at 60 frames a second. It's originally a PC game. He's talking about that. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes will be having some special DLC for PlayStation consoles. I guess it's PS3 and PS4. Oh no, just PS4 maybe. Which is the Deja Vu mission for Ground Zeroes. As well as... and it allows you to play it as Classic Snake, based on what you look like in the original Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, I so rubbish in.
Well, I'm sure that'll make him look a bit nicer. And as well as that, because we didn't mention this last week, Ground Zeroes is being released on PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One in spring 2014. The current gen consoles, box products will cost £30, whereas digital versions will be £20, and the PS4 and Xbox One digital releases will be for £30, which isn't too bad. Really? I think that's actually... Well, it's interesting that they're announcing the prices so soon.
Wait, what, huh? I want listening.
Metal Gear Solid 5. Ground Zeroes.
Oh, I don't care about that.
£30 digital price, I thought it was pretty good. Infamous Second Son is coming out 21st of March next year. Sony announced a new Uncharted game. It was a complete and utter teaser. So no release date,
no game,
no official title of the game, because it just says Uncharted, unless they're just going to call it Uncharted. I'm thinking probably 2015.
Well, at the very earliest, you're talking end of next year.
Yeah, that's what... Well, I'm wondering if they're on the kind of cusp of 2014, 2015, and maybe that's why they haven't announced a date, but they might be saving it for the VGAs, which are in a couple of weeks' time, because they've done Uncharted stuff at the VGAs before as well. And as well as that, they announced The Last of Us is getting its first piece of story-based DLC, which is called Left Behind, and is coming out spring next year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What about EverDrive?
Yeah, so I thought I'd mention this because I find it very strange. So EverDrive, for anyone who doesn't know, is like a cart for, as you may guess, the Mega Drive. Different consoles as well, but... it usually gets associated most, I think, with Mega Drives, but you can get EverDrive carts for, like, the Mega Drive, the Game Gear, Master System, N64, SNES, Famicom, and PC Engine. But weirdly enough, there's a place now in the UK that's officially stocking them. But the thing that's quite weird about them is that it's an unofficial cartridge that you put an SD card in, and you download ROMs onto it, and so... you're playing ROMs through your console. Some people use it as a way to play games that are like really rare and they can't get a hold of, but still get to play it on the console it was made for, as opposed to play on a PC. I just find it so weird that they're being officially stocked.
People want to buy them, might as well stock them.
It's just, I don't know, it's just very weird. Like, they're created in Ukraine, and then this place in the UK is stocking them called Funstock. But I thought I'd just give it a mention for anyone who's interested in EverDrives. Of course, I prefer...
So, presumably...
people buy the actual games.
These things contain copyrighted code.
The things themselves don't contain anything. You're the one putting that onto it.
But don't they need some sort of boot operating system?
Potentially, but that's not copyrighted.
But the boot operating system of a Mega Drive or something would be, if they're using any components from that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe put them on the original hardware. Well, you get an easy to navigate menu system, and then just plays away. But yeah, I mean, of course, I recommend people purchasing the actual games, because being a collector and hoarder of games, you agree with that. Oi, why are you doing that? You moan about how many games I have.
Yes, you have too many games.
And
has anyone seen my copy of Warcraft 3?
I don't know where it is. I don't know where it's gone.
DVD box, where is it gone?
You sure it's a DVD box?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a DVD box.
I don't know. Hey, my copy's downstairs, says collector's edition on it. It's not yours. As I said, you're free to use my code if you want.
next, it's not under, I don't have games under my bed.
Next up, Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse has been given a release date. It's being split into two segments. I'm totally looking forward to it. I backed this game on their Kickstarter, so I'll just get the game when it's out. First episode's coming out the 4th of December for PC at $9.99 per episode, or you can buy both episodes for $14.99. The second episode's going to be coming out at a later date in the spring, I think it is. Oh no, sorry, in January. And they're also releasing on iOS, Android, Linux, Macintosh, and PlayStation Vita. But yeah, I think that's cool. I can't wait for that. Hopefully they've done a nice job in bringing back George Stobart. A mention to a game that was announced at BlizzCon. Heroes of the Swarm was announced, which is Blizzard's version of a MOBA. So,
Heroes of the Swarm.
Anyone who has been waiting for Blizzard's... Blizzard's kind of opposition to League of Legends or Dota or anything like that, you may
Dino D-Day.
They've now announced this. You get to have characters from various Blizzard games, as Paul was looking at yesterday. You can sign up for a beta on Battle.net. So presumably you just need a Battle.net account.
Go to like the games you're interested about, yeah, and Bob's your wee uncle.
Yep. So anyone who's interested in that and getting on the beta, who knows when they're doing waves, but presumably they were just like they're
presumably
done with Hearthstone. Next up, this is new news, so we're in new news land now.
New news.
Batman Arkham Collection is being released. I've actually got that for coming out this week, but I haven't got that for coming out this week. How weird. So Warner Brothers have announced this, but it's not actually up anywhere for sale yet. So Warner Brothers are releasing a Batman Arkham Collection, which comes with Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, and Arkham Origins. Arkham Asylum and City will be digital downloads, while the latest game will be a physical disc. Game of the Year editions for on Windows and the PS3 version has the Nightfall pack for Origins. That's coming out on PS3, Xbox 360 and Windows, and will be out this Friday. So better add that. Brief mention for Kickstarter, which is the Sega Mega Drive Collected Works. So is it Keith Stewart, who's the Guardian Games editor, is writing and designing a book based around the Sega Mega Drive and its kind of history. I think it sounds really cool. They've already made double the money they needed. However, if you'd like a copy of the book, you should have a look and see if you'd like to get it. So they've got essays from different people, concept art, design documents and sketches for Sega games, as well as lots of stuff on the hardware as well. So that's really cool. I recommend you have a look if you're a Mega Drive fan out there. And it'd be nice if Keith Stewart could then do it for other consoles, but maybe he's got like some special love for the Mega Drive.
Nobody's got some special love for the Mega Drive.
Nothing wrong with Mega Drive.
It was.
Next up, Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor.
So this had the potential of actually being interesting.
Because it was Lord of the Rings, right?
But it sucks.
So yes, Warner Brothers have announced they're doing a new Lord of the Rings game, for anyone who doesn't know Mordor, or what Mordor is.
Or Middle-Earth.
Oh yeah, and Middle-Earth as well.
Yeah, the chat room says it sucks as well.
So yeah, it's a third-person action game set in Middle-Earth that explores an original story of vengeance and redemption. Development for PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360 and Windows. You play a guy called Talion, who's a ranger, and his family is slain right in front of him the night that Sauron and his army return to Mordor. And then he's killed.
Who in his army returns to Mordor?
Sauron, sorry.
You know how Sauron.
Well, I'm looking at words and trying to read it. Okay.
I think I may use it instead of toilet paper. Okay, but let's hope it's not on like a DVD or something.
So he then gets killed and then is resurrected and has wraith abilities. Wow.
A Battle for Middle Earth is what we need. But don't let EA make it because it will suck like the newer Command & Conquerors.
However, the team has collaborated with Middle Earth Enterprises, Peter Jackson, and the artists at Weta.
No offense.
Middle-earth Enterprises?
Don't know, it's the Hobbits people. It's their little business they got set up. Trade, you know, export, import kind of thing.
They're ensuring that the settings... I hate this terminology they're using here. Settings, characters, and story align authentically with canon. Does that mean they're going to make it their own canon as well? Like people like to try and do? Who knows?
Hey, Bob, bring What's-His-Face back from the dead. He'll sort out this thing. He'll be like, hey, boy, are you using the license to make rubbish game?
What, Tolkien?
Yeah, it's my impression of him.
Next up, Dungeonland has gone free to play. Dungeonland's a little game that we mentioned before. It's kind of D&D Game Master style game. So you've got, four players playing within the dungeon, and you have a Game Master who can then put out enemies and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice concept.
Is this PC?
Yeah, it's a PC game.
Ooh, is it on Steam?
It should be. What does it say about the free admission? I imagine it is, because the thing is, the standard game with Steam. It's very cartoony in looks. It's also extremely hard.
Extremely hard, that's what I like.
Okay, Dungeonland.
Especially since it's multiplayer, so I'll just get my noobs to help me.
It allows three adventurers to attempt...
that's Paradox Interactive, is
it? Yep. It didn't used to be a free game, but now it's gone free. Yeah, and if you're already an owner of Dungeonland, you get upgraded to the All Access Pass to make up for any hard feelings of already purchasing the game. It's really hard. I imagine they made it a little bit easier, but it's still quite hard.
That's cool. We have a few people playing that.
Yeah, and it's free.
I'll be the Dungeon Master. I'll just get everyone killed.
I imagine you can play with have the Dungeon Master in there when it's free. But yeah, so that's cool.
If I click play game, it's not just going to launch after installing it.
Depends if you tell it to.
Well, didn't it used to just be say download?
It did.
I don't like Steam changing it to play. It freaks me out.
Contrast, which actually is kind of out now, still isn't out in all places, to be fair. I thought I'd give a mention. So Contrast came out on 15th in... America on the PlayStation 4 and also on Xbox 360 and PC. It's coming out on PS4, of course, in Europe on November 29th. And it's a... Paul said it was creeping him out when I was playing the trial. It's a little platformer.
What, Contrast?
Yeah.
Man, that game is creepy. I don't like it. The people look creepy. The shadows are creepy. Don't play it. It's creepy. Don't play this game.
My only concern with it is the character's speed is a little bit fast for the size of the environments, but otherwise I'll definitely be picking it up. The only thing... Oh, I hate saying that. I say that way too much. It's not reviewed very well. But I think people just had difficulty playing it.
Well, you know, most reviewers are unfortunately retards.
Well, so I played it back at E3 and had a few issues with... So what you do, basically, in the game, you play an imaginary friend of a little girl called Dee Dee. Your name is...
Dee Dee? Watching the telly, right?
Oh, you play Dawn. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So, you play Dawn, but your friend is Dee Dee, who's the little girl.
Mm-hmm. Watching GMTV.
And you can exist within the light and the shadow world. Every other person within the game, bar your friend, you only get to see their shadow because you're on that side. At least that's how I see it anyway. And you can jump between shadows and whatnot. So you can be running around, press right trigger, and then jump into the shadows as long as you're close by. And then there's like a lot... There are some bits where you have to quickly jump in and out, which I found a little bit hard when I played the preview originally. Mm. But that's not actually in the demo. But I still enjoyed it. It's still a nice game. I reckon it's quite a little bit short, maybe. But I highly recommend checking it out. It's a shame that it's only coming out on PS4 at the moment. They did want to release it on Xbox One. Hopefully they will. Because surely it'll take advantage of the lighting effects and stuff like that. Be easier to run on a next-gen console, presumably. But yeah, so I thought I'd give that a brief mention. You can download the trial off Xbox Live Arcade now.
For 360, not Xbox One.
Yeah.
Sorry, noobs.
Next up, Dark. So we mentioned this game a while back. So Dark is a game where you play as a vampire. It's on PC and Xbox 360. And they've released their... Well, an expansion pack called Cult of the Dead. Which... so the protagonist is called Eric Bane. And he learns of the Book of the Dead. And all craziness ensues. It's got a new mission for finding the book, as well as 5 new maps in challenge mode, a new opponent, and a boss. It's available for £3.99 on PC. It's available on December 5th on PC and shortly after on Xbox 360, so they just don't have a date for 360 yet. Minecraft news. The developers 4J Studios of the Xbox 360 edition.
They handle the console versions. Yeah.
They're working with Microsoft to allow players to transfer their Xbox 360 save data to their Xbox One edition of Minecraft.
That doesn't mean you'll be able to do that. It's just they're looking at the possibility.
Yes. They made the announcement on Twitter. They said they can't say it will be there until it's 100% working. Because, of course, they don't want to start corrupting people's saves and people getting really annoyed. But yeah, so at least they're thinking about that, which is nice.
You should have backups.
Because if someone's put a lot of effort into their little place, they might want to drag it over into the Xbox One version.
My Terraria worlds get deleted all the time, and I'm like, oh darn, I've lost Hobbit Land. Damn.
It's like when you lost all of them, didn't you? Because you didn't save something, didn't you? When you
Are the Xbox One game cases really backwards? No. Really?
I haven't seen an Xbox One game
I haven't seen like an Xbox One retail package disc open. When's Minecraft out on X1? Don't know yet.
No, it didn't get a release date.
It's on it's on their We're Doing It list.
Along with Below. The cool indie title. Next up, Relentless Software have announced they did an interview and some stuff and spoke about what they're working on at the moment. And what I think is really cool is that they've said that they've got a few different games on the go, and one of them is a new game in the Blue Toad Murder mystery series.
Blue Toad Murder, something around.
Murder.
So these cases are backwards, eh?
So I think that's quite cool. Apparently they're working with Sony and Microsoft for releasing on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and I think it'd be nice
G?
I think it'd be nice if they just tried to kind of release something similar on the soon-to-be current-gen consoles. I think that's really cool. I thought I'd just give that a mention because that makes me happy. Are you sure it's not? No, it's not upside down at all, is it? Oh well. Is that really that bad?
What the book?
Yes. So, yeah, I think that's really cool. Relentless. Doing stuff like that.
Wait, who are Relentless?
Blue Toad.
Oh yeah, them.
You used to make Buzz before they stopped making it. You just can't stop looking at that case, can you?
Why change it, man?
I like it.
Let me think of the advantage. I'm opening a case. If I'm right-handed,
it's easier.
Maybe it makes more sense.
If you're left-handed, no.
If you're left-handed, then okay. Maybe makes more sense if you're right-handed, but if it's down on a surface and you're opening it, then it's a disadvantage. If you do, you know, man, I have to check this out. Oh my god, I need to like open a box and see what happens, because this is mad daffy craziness. Everyone's left-handed in the chat.
I'm not left-handed. Dark Souls 2 news. Namco have announced their pre-order bonuses for those wanting to pick up Dark Souls 2. So if you pre-order the Black Armor Edition, the Collector's Edition, or the Stand Edition, all of these copies of Dark Souls, whichever one you pre-order, you'll get. So from Game, you get a t-shirt. I actually already have one of these t-shirts. They gave them away at Eurogamer Expo if you pre-ordered it then. You've worn that. You've worn the Dark Souls 2 t-shirt.
Am I? Oh. I've got a Dark Souls 2 t-shirt. All I know is today I'm wearing Call of Duty.
Assassin's Creed.
And an Assassin's Creed hoodie.
I got Pikachus. Pikachus. See, there's a Pikachu. He's saying yes. Pika, Pika, Pikachu.
Pika.
Chew. Yes, so from Game You Get T-shirt, from Amazon, you get one of four collectible steel art cards. They're limited to 2,500 per design, meaning there's 10,000 in total. And each has their unique number etched into them, along with an inscription of the game director's signature. So these are these are limited ones, which is quite nice. Although, of course, you're getting one of four. So for any people out there who want to get everything, they're going to have to find the other three. Or they could put four pre-orders down and hope they get one of each, but they probably won't. From Zavvi, you get a 22-page Dark Souls 2 comic called Into the Light. And from Shop 2, for, of course, people who have this, you get an iPhone 5 cover with Dark Souls 2 art.
Great, an iPhone 5 cover. Because everyone's got one of those. Mm. Oh, wait. Nobody does.
And last on the news this week, which I think is kind of cool, although, of course, it's still made for a certain console in my eyes, Rayman Legends has been announced to be coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in February.
Of course, Rayman Legends is only playable on a Wii U.
Yes. It was really made for the Wii U. It's clear it works on the Wii U, so...
Unless they do some good smart glass integration.
Well, like, they've said how it could work almost as well in the PS4 and Xbox One versions.
But, of course, it's Ubisoft, so...
What if they added Kinect support and someone could just be, like, poking around where he is?
That'd be a good option, wouldn't it?
That could work nicely.
It needs to compete... The Wii U version is a version it has to compete with.
Yeah. And they realise
to be
that.
Honest, the Wii U version is so much better than the current consoles... It's like a neighborhood in my dante talk. In it. Right, that's it for the news. So let's talk about some of the new releases.
New releases this week.
Alright. Right, so obviously Xbox One's out. That's a new release this week.
Wow, I'm really big when you do the side view. Rah! Blow my hands. Look, tiny hand. I'm sorry, you're really small.
Well, we'll soon really fix big. That. Boom.
Oh, mean. Yes, so of course there's a lot of releases coming out this week. Starting off with the Xbox One.
So that's out on Friday. Worldwide launch in however many territories it is. Some.
13,
something like that, isn't
it? Is it 13 now? Then we've got, of course, all the titles coming out for the Xbox One. So, Forza Motorsport 5, racing game. Rise, Son of Rome, action game. This is like the first part, anyways. Dead Rising 3, zombie smashing, killing game. Zoo Tycoon, simulation.
I would say simulation. I'd say goofy farm.
Goofy simulation.
Farm thingy game.
Okay. Crimson Dragon. So I suppose shmup. Well, it's not really shmup. On-rail shooter. So, you know, they've got a big thing with having an on-rail shooter, if you ask me, because it appeals to the Crimson Panzer Dragoon fans that is like me. Because the soundtrack is supposed to be awesome. Fighter Within, which is their Kinect-y fighting game. Yeah.
Fights Within, I don't know, it's probably shite, isn't it? Yeah. So I've never looked at it.
Need for Speed Rivals, the other racing game coming out, which is actually reviewing really well. FIFA 14, football. Battlefield 4, a shooter, which should be played on PC. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, pirates and boats and shit.
Which just shouldn't be played.
Yeah, person.
I'm just wearing this because it's the first one I saw.
I know, and it's warm, isn't it?
So cold.
Skylanders Swap Force.
Woohoo!
I'm not sure what to call that. Collectible figure.
Platformer with toys.
Platformer with toys. Money. Costs more monies. It does. Angry Birds Star Wars, a game that should cost 79p. This is also coming out on PS4 as well. NBA 2K14, so you got some basketball. Madden NFL 25, so you got some American football. NBA Live 14, in case you don't like 2K and you prefer EA. Just Dance 2014, so you can dance around in front of Kinect.
Where's Dance Central?
Where is Don Central?
Where's Dance Central? Just Dance is shite. We want Dance Central. Mm-hmm. The game designed for Kinect. Not...
a game that's made to work with a controller, generally.
A Wii. Mm. A Wii.
Then we got Zumba Fitness World Party.
Pass.
Which is dancey exercising.
Know Your Shape game.
No. Well, the only, Yubi title was a fighter within Assassin's Creed. And would have, of course, been Watch Dogs.
But it's saying that Xbox comes with this Xbox Fitness crap anyway, doesn't it?
That's true. Then, away from Xbox land, we've also got Legend of Zelda A Link Between Worlds coming out.
Oh my god!
This is coming out with an exclusive Nintendo 3DS XL, should you wish to purchase one, which has the Triforce on it. It's a nice 3DS XL. Not as nice as the Luigi one. I wanted the Luigi one. But it's cool. I mean, we saw an advert on the TV for it. While we were watching The Simpsons downstairs, as well as, of course, a Forza advert. So,
Forza Motorsport
the games
5.
Are all being advertised. So, yeah, that's cool. A New Zelda game. Slightly controversial art style.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Tearaway, that's that PS Vita
game. Yep. We got Tearaway, which is cool. So, this is the new game for Media Molecule. Only game coming out on Vita this week. And looks to be really, really nice. I can't wait to play my copy. I've got to charge up my Vita. And then I'll play it. And make my little tearaway person look really silly. And then last up, but not least, we got Walking Dead Game of the Year Edition.
Is this the good Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Or the shit Walking Dead?
Why would they release a Game of the Year Edition of the other one?
Because it actually sold really well compared to the other one.
Really?
Yeah, we had so many retards come in saying...
Because it's an action game.
You got the Walking Dead game. Which one? The good one or the rubbish one? The rubbish one.
The one where you play as Daryl.
The one with Daryl and Merle on the front.
Yeah,
that one.
So yeah, this is the Telltale Games game. Game of the Year edition. It comes with 400 Days, which is the bridge between Season 1 and 2. So yeah, if you hadn't picked up a copy of the game already, you can get it with the 400 days, which usually costs a few quid. I'm not sure how much that is. It was actually on sale for, I think it was $1.69 the other week on 360, so I picked that up. However, I still need to finish Walking Dead because I've done episode 3 and I've still got 4, 5 and 400 days to do before season 2 comes out. But I must say episode 3 was quite good. I know I'm behind because I haven't finished it, but yeah, it was good. It was a good playing on Halloween. I did miss something Halloween-y.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything that's coming out this week. Right. Of course, there's a lot because it's, a console's launch next
week.
Well,
to be honest, we've probably missed a load of things as well. So we don't have digital titles on there.
We've got Crimson Dragon on there. Pro Star Golf. Is it Pro Star Golf?
Killer Instinct.
Oh yeah, Killer Instinct.
That's not on there, so let's mention that.
Well, it's mainly, you can add them to the bottom. I mainly added just, Lord. I added the retail releases plus Crimson Dragon. That's pretty much it. Because I'm getting Crimson Dragon. Also, for anyone who was looking forward to the day one editions of the Xbox One games,
You may have seen an article on GamerCast a few months ago where they had this cool box art.
An X spread us across Rise, Forza and Dead Rising 3.
They actually don't.
Yeah, if you look on the game website, they've got the now official box art, which is
lame.
Just a different cover art with a little square that says Day 1 Edition. So it's nowhere near as nice and I'm boycotting it. I'm really annoyed with that. Like, that's one thing I was looking forward to. Like, as a collector, Day 1 editions are really cool because they're a special thing. Usually a console won't be launching with a special one at first. Of course there are going to be tons of Day 1 editions out there, but at least I'll have one of those. And I was like, yeah, and I'll have the nice 3 Day 1 edition games to sit alongside it. No, I won't.
No, they're all in rubbish looking boxes, unfortunately.
Nice. If America get those nice boxes, I'll be really
annoyed.
We're going
to have to, which is the import. Mm.
In it. Well, in America they're actually doing a physical release for Killer Instinct as well.
Oh, really?
That you can buy, which has pin badges.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You can buy it through the Microsoft store, I think, but only on the American one. So it's an American only release. But otherwise, I think that's everything coming out.
Yeah, that's it for the show, really, isn't it?
Or I suppose we could say that the Batman Arkham collection's coming out, according to Warner Brothers. Just no retailers had it up for pre-order yet. Obviously because it only just got announced. But yeah, busy week. It'll be a busy week next week as well, because it's PS4. So there'll be a lot. Most of these games will be repeated, like all the third-party games.
Obviously the first-party games...
No.
...are really quick to go over with PS4. Killzone and Knack. There, I've mentioned them this week, so we don't need to mention them.
You can say Resogun as well.
That's download. If you don't list the Xbox One downloads, we're not listing their downloads.
I'm listed Crimson Dragon.
Crimson Dragon. You only listed that because that's the only game you bloody want.
I want Peggle as well.
I want Peggle as well.
But no, I can't have Peggle. Hey, I want Dead Rising. I want to kill zombies. Surely everyone wants to kill zombies. That's what all the reviews are saying at the end of the day.
Zombies are our friends.
At the end of the day, it's a really good...
misunderstood friends.
...sandbox zombie killing game.
What is... Dead Rising is the best...
True, but this is...
...sandbox killing zombie game.
I think with how people are wording it in their reviews is that it's even more so than the previous ones, because I don't think there's a time constraint in this one, which has always, of course, been an issue.
And obviously there's no toilet saves anymore. Thank God for
and
that.
You've of course got your weapons locker now and costume locker, so you can just make things and pick things up and have them saved in there. I mean, yes, okay, it's not really the same game as what people will be used to from the original Dead Rising and Dead Rising 2.
The other ones were too Japanese, especially for a Canadian company.
But people liked that kind of flavour.
No toilet saves, no giving Zombrex to a little girl, no taking pictures, and no generally dicking about before the army shows up.
The thing is, you've got psychopaths, you've got, you know, other people like survivors. God knows what you've got. I mean, I did watch a video about the game and what they're doing, and I quite enjoyed it. But I did fall asleep at one point, because I was lying in bed, and then fell asleep.
Okay, well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with probably a more entertaining show, because we might actually be enthusiastic about it.
Is this because we'll have an Xbox One and you'll be playing on it and stuff?
Yeah, and to be honest, we might do the show from an Xbox One.
Could we do that?
We could do that. So if we can't stream ourselves over Twitch, although I would think they would add audio like over the top of it, then we could Skype call the Xbox downstairs to this computer here, and then that can broadcast it over Twitch.
Okay.
So next week, we might be doing the show on an Xbox One.
Okay.
How legendary is that for a games console? Sorry, PlayStation. You suck.
Just to point out as well, someone just said, don't watch the launch trailer for Dead Rising 3. It has big spoilers in it. So if you care about what happens in the game, don't watch it.
Why has it got spoilers in it? That's a bit dumb. A bit dumb.
That's what trailers are these days, though, aren't they? Trailers spoil everything. But yeah, we'll catch everyone next week. Maybe
feedback as always, feedback at gamercast.net. Check out our website, gamercast.net. Check out our YouTube channel, if YouTube even works for people anymore.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, it's all on the website, gamercast.net. And subscribe to the podcast. You know you want this thing automatically downloaded to your
device
thing.
Device
automatically. Sometimes.
You'll be able to check out my sleepy unboxing of the Xbox One. Well, I don't think I'll be that sleepy.
No, because we're going to get you drugged up.
It's not going to be like GTA was.
Maybe because I've been. And you better wipe your fingerprints off of it before I touch it.
What?
Your manky fingerprints fingerprinting up my glossy Xbox. Right, let's hit this button here.
See you next week.
See you after.